What's up, cuties? It's Merritt, your host for the Cue the New You podcast. I am chatting with y'all today about a question I received lately that was, how did I start loving myself? I'm just going to share a little bit about my experience in my story. Like, as always for this podcast, it's a lot is based off of my own experiences and or experiences that my clients have had. I think I've shared a little bit about this before. In my 20s, when I got married and then we had our kids back to back to back, and when I was younger, I had pictured my life going one way and then my life went another way, which in hindsight, I'm very thankful for that my life has turned out the way it has turned out. I mean, it's not to say that we haven't had our struggles, or I wish things had been different at one point in time. But basically, just growing up, there's such a disconnect between what I wanted to do and how I felt and how and what I thought and what I did. And I think a lot of that too has to do with growing up in a way where you just kind of, I have a very laid back personality and I go with the flow, so I'm not very confrontational and I don't necessarily question authority, which then sets me up for not understanding what boundaries are and not believing or trusting myself, because I put my belief and trust in what others say. When I was younger, I had certain goals that I did not achieve yet, I guess. And when I would say these goals, nobody believed that I could do it. Therefore, I believed that I wasn't going to be able to do it. And I just never really essentially grew a backbone, because I didn't really know who I was. I knew I was an athlete. That's what everybody told me. You're such a good athlete. So I really held on to that identity. And when I didn't want, it just got to the point where it was just too much. I put too much pressure on myself because I just didn't think I was good enough to be really anything, because I just didn't believe in myself. And there's just this disconnect between believing in myself, taking care of myself, and loving myself that I so craved for, but I didn't know how to do that. And it wasn't until hearing somebody tell me I was caught in this victim-based mentality, and then I started listening to life coaching podcasts. And the life coaching podcasts helped me in so many different ways. And I was already struggling with a lot of different things at the time when I first learned, or when I first heard these podcasts. And they always seemed to hit the nail on the head with the problem I was having or the situation I was going through, and a solution for it. So, like, try this. And a lot of times it's like, try this new thought on. How does that make you feel? It makes me feel really fucking weird and and uncomfortable, because I don't believe this thought yet. And then it taught me how changing my thoughts could then change my belief, because a belief is essentially a thought you think over and over again, and you just attach an emotion to it, and you feel so deeply that this thought is true, therefore you believe it. So, and I've said this before, a lot of times when we are adults, we're still believing thoughts that we had in childhood that just don't serve us anymore. And also helped hearing from a friend that, you know, I was caught in this victim-based mentality, and then me trying to figure out what that actually meant and what that actually looked like and what it actually looked like to not be caught in this victim-based mentality, and to start hearing in a way that made sense, that was relatable to me, that clicked with, I guess, my personality and my way of thinking, that resonated with me, and it resonated with me so much that I never looked back. And you know, I started this almost 10 years ago now, and really hearing from coaches and how they basically plan or map out possibilities of your life, and you're like, there's no way in hell I can accomplish that. But then they break it down in a way where it's like, well, if you start with this, and then you try this, and then you try this one, and then you believe this, you know, if you believe this about yourself, what result could you get? If you believed this about yourself, what result could you get? And then they go through and they identify what's stopping you from getting the result that you want. That's what coaching is about. It helps you navigate where you are to where you want to go. And again, this is my experience. Life coaching and learning about all this stuff has helped me more than what therapy helped me with. Last time I was in therapy was when we were foster parents, and that was a good session to just kind of really complain because I was just so emotionally checked out when we were fostering. It was just, that was a rough time. But going back to what I learned with life coaching helped me look at situations and look at past experiences and circumstances in a different perspective, which then led to healing, which then led to letting go of having to be perfect all the time or putting on this persona that things were great or fine. And I let go of a lot of mom guilt. I started forgiving myself for things that I had done or maybe not done. There were times when I felt like I should have stood up for myself or even for my kids. There's been situations where I look back and I'm like, damn, I should have said something to that fucking asshole, and I didn't. So it's just going through this healing process helped me reconnect with myself and look at myself in a different light. And Eckhart Tolle talks about separating yourself from your ego, and in doing so, you can then become the watcher of your thoughts. And again, what you believe are thoughts that you think over and over again. And so if you become the watcher of your thoughts, then you're like, oh, do I actually believe that I don't like this thing? Well, I don't know. I never questioned it. I just believe that I don't. And so it's also getting curious as to looking at yourself now and asking yourself, I mean, just getting to know who you are as a person right now and who you want to be in the next couple of years too. And a lot of times I, you know, would punish myself. I put my body through a lot because I felt like I wasn't looking a certain way that I should be looking. And that created this diabolical relationship with my body, my mind, and with food. And even with working out, a punishment would be I would have to go run. And I just hated running because I just always viewed that as a punishment. So when I started just kind of asking myself questions and writing down the thoughts that I was believing that I didn't want to believe anymore, and really learning patience and really learning grace with myself and really starting to trust me, starting to trust my ability as a mom. That was a big one because I go off what I like, which is the European lifestyle. I love the French culture. I love how they parent, and I love how they view their relationship with food and what they eat, and how it's this act of love, and you aren't depriving yourself, and you're taking your time eating food. Like, it's not a punishment. And I like how they don't necessarily snack, they eat more meals. And so that's how I have raised my kids for the most part. And I know, like, a lot of my friends don't do that, which is totally fine, but it's just kind of doing what I want to do with my life too, and just really starting to trust myself and regain my voice and start building this backbone that I just never had when I was younger. I didn't know how to cope with feelings and how to process emotions. And so really learning and understanding where those emotions came from, and, you know, understanding if I'm feeling this way, I can either react or I can respond. And so I started consciously making that decision of I want to respond instead of react. And that changed the relationship I had with my kids. I think has been it changed the relationship I have with myself, which is the biggest change of all, because when I feel great, then everything else is great. When I feel off, our family dynamic kind of feels off, you know. But going through this process too changed my relationship with my kids. And like, I used to not enjoy being a stay-at-home mom because I always felt like, you know, I was just a stay-at-home mom, like I wasn't doing anything worthwhile. But in reality, I think I'm raising pretty good kids, and hopefully they are going to be emotionally mature, and, you know, they all have their own personalities, and they like what they like, and we give them decisions that they can make. And that's a really important thing for me to do as a parent, because I feel like I wasn't given kind of that opportunity to just really be myself and kind of do what I wanted to do, type of thing. But in my eyes, being successful means that you're making money, you have a career. And I kind of compare myself to other people who were my age at the time, like going off, having fun, starting this job, moving to this place. And then here I was, quote unquote, stuck at home, not doing any of that. Really, to answer that question, how did I start loving myself? I have worked really hard on myself. I started putting myself first. I started watching what I was eating, in the sense that I wanted to fuel my body in a way that would give me energy, because I was also like waking up early in the morning to have alone time and to work out, because when I worked out, then I felt better about myself. And when I felt better about myself, then I ate healthier because I wanted to keep feeling good about myself. So I established some really solid routines with myself and kind of carried those routines over to wherever we moved, because we have moved a few times. And, you know, just kind of pushing my ego aside in times when I did something wrong or I felt shame. A lot of it too was I let go of a lot of shame that I had, and again, a lot of guilt, and just learning really how to communicate in a way that felt safe for me, not always comfortable, but felt safe, which then helped me create boundaries. Like, I'm not going to be in this situation. Really, it's just learning about yourself, learning how to change thoughts, trying out different beliefs, figuring out who you want to be, and start being the person that you want to be. I'm sure there's so many other lessons I could throw into this, but that's the overall gist of growing up not liking myself. And I think too, again, going back to that, holding on to that one identity, because I didn't want to be only known as that. And then somebody asked me a couple of years ago, like, how would you describe yourself if you couldn't use words like athlete, mom, wife? And I was like, I have no idea. So kind of answering that question too. And that may not come to you right off the bat. It may take several years. And you're like, this is how I would describe myself. And it's also just letting go of that perfectionism. Like, I struggled with social anxiety because of that. And now it's like, I, of course, said that stupid thing. Or now, now I'm like, this may be a dumb question, but, and then I just ask it anyway. And I don't get embarrassed often anymore, or like ever. My kids asked me the other day, like, when's the last time I was embarrassed? And I was like, I honestly cannot tell you, because I think of myself differently. Like, I've grown in so many ways that a lot of things, you know, little quirks I have, little weirdnesses I have, it's not embarrassing to me anymore. Because it's also, I'm not the same as everybody else. Like, I want my kids to know that they aren't the same as everybody else. But understanding that changing your perspective can impact your future too, I think is powerful. If you believe in yourself and you take care of yourself, you will eventually reconnect with yourself and start loving yourself in a way that feels good to you, in a way that feels safe for you, in a way that feels healing for you. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. So if you want to reach out to me, then feel free to DM me on Instagram. It's usually where I hang out, or over on TikTok, although I haven't posted to TikTok in a while. It's been a busy season, y'all, and I'm grateful for it. But I guess I need to get back on to posting some stuff online. So anyways, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I'll talk to y'all next week. You can find me TikTok, Instagram at Merritt Rollins Brown. And I will talk to y'all later. Okay, bye.